If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Paula Cole. Welcome to the show, Paula. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's lovely to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Congratulations on the new album, Low, all original songs. First time you've done that in nearly a decade. What sparked this wave of creativity?
I think I was just ready. But also what kind of was catalytic to that was that Jason Isbell and I shared a tweet exchange in front of everybody, and we decided to record together, like over Twitter. It was a good thing that happened on Twitter, and we needed a song. So I wrote a song, and he ended up contributing to the song, as did John Paul White, another beautiful artist. We recorded in Nashville, and it just started this whole stream of writing. And I think Jason Isbell's writing is gorgeous, and I was inspired by that. And I just was ready in my life to kind of look within a little more deeply again.
Well, very cool. You never know what may inspire you. So glad that worked out. Now, the first single is The Replacements and Dinosaur Jr. I understand this is a tribute to a friend.
That's right. My friend Mark Hutchins, who some of us in the music business know, very talented engineer, producer, and dear friend of mine. He was influential to me in my early career. You know, a lot of my early demos came of us working together, and that got me signed and got my whole career started. Huh. We ended up going our separate paths, and then he died too young at 51, I think it was. Yeah. He has family still, but I just needed to honor him in a song that should have been fun and a little irreverent like he was. So, yeah, I just, you know, you live long enough, you start to lose some people and you love them. And I just wanted to honor him.
Well, that's awesome of you. And yeah, 51 is way too young. Another track is called Invisible Armor. Seems like a bit of a reflective song.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably like the big ballad of the album. And there are a couple of songs on this album that really get to the heart of where I was and just like, okay, I have my battle scars in life. You know, I'm in my 50s now, and like, I don't want my battle scars to define me all the time. I don't want to carry around this trauma. I want to let it go and like be light and trust again, be lighthearted. Yes, be wise, but it was time to let go of the invisible armor. It just came together in a song. Sometimes I find what I need to do in life through the process of songwriting. Mm-hmm. It's actually very therapeutic.
I bet. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm with you right there. I'm in my 50s now too, so I can.
Looking good there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. New tour is kicking off this next month. How much of the new album are you going to be playing live?
A good bit. You know, the songs sound so good live. They really lend themselves to being played live. The album was recorded live. You know, we were all looking at each other in the studio.
Yeah.
We recorded at this place called The Village in Los Angeles, and the B Room was built by Fleetwood Mac after their Rumours success.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They built that studio to record their Tusk album. It sounds so good, and it was just such a live recording, and the songs lend themselves to that. So, yeah, I think we'll play, you know, a good bit. This is my 11th studio album, so I have a lot of catalog to pull from now.
That's awesome.
You know, we'll do the favorites, but
I just
love the new songs.
Well, speaking of favorites, your song Don't Want to Wait, still in heavy rotation all over streaming, thanks to Dawson's Creek. How'd you find out it was going to be a theme song?
Well, you know, over the course of my career, my songs, like, people want to use them. It's a pilot. It never really transpires to be that important of a thing. Sure, you know, what the heck? My manager said, we should try this. I spoke to Kevin Williams on the phone, actually, because he wanted to use the song and he wanted to talk to me about it. He really cared. He took the time to explain his vision to me. And so I said, sure. And I just didn't ever expect it to be what it was. It became so much bigger than me. And, you know, now it's more common to have your songs married. It's even like a great thing to have a song be part of a series. But at the time, it was like, it was a lot for me to kind of stand back and let it kind of overtake me. But the silver lining to all that was that it really delivered my music to younger generations, maybe in a way that just my songs being on the radio wouldn't have done.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And
I know you were also in the early Lilith Fair festivals. I totally remember those. Do you feel an all-female festival could work again today?
Well, Sarah's going back on tour with her Fumbling Towards Ecstasy album, and I know like that's highly anticipated. And Lilith Fair kind of came as a result of my touring with Sarah in 1995. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking 90s now. and it just wasn't done. Like, females wouldn't open for females. Promoters dissuaded that. Hmm. And she believed in my music, just like radio programming.
But why would they dissuade that, by the way? What was the thought process behind that?
It's hard to relate to now, but it was just the way it was. Even like in radio as well, there were quotas. You wouldn't play to females back to back, like country. I know DJs from country radio that they said, even in a single day, they weren't allowed to play two women in a single day on that country radio station.
But I wonder,
which always seems to be the last bastion, right? Like country. But
I was just curious why, like, someone's going to change the channel. I mean, or turn the radio.
Someone made a bad programming decision.
That's I just don't understand. You know, that's a weird,
it's very strange.
It's very strange. It doesn't seem to make sense is what I'm saying.
I know, like it was tokenism, I guess. Like, oh, we're going to hear from, she's a female. Like, that's a big thing. Wow. Can't have too many of those, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, we just didn't see women opening for women. Promoters didn't want that. They didn't think it would sell tickets. That's probably what it was, you know, that we didn't have financial power.
Yeah.
But all those shows were sold out. That whole tour was sold out. It did really well. And then I began thanking Sarah from, you know, my opening set to the audience. Like, this isn't done. Thank you, Sarah, for having me on the show. And then the audience would erupt in this applause that felt like lightning. It felt like zeitgeist. It felt like this is true and this is important that we pay attention to it. And then we just began talking and we started doing more and more lineups of women. They were still all selling out. So it's like we just made the change. Sometimes it's best to be naive and just go into it
100%. Yeah. Well, it definitely worked out. That's awesome. And congratulations on everything. It was so nice to chat with you today. You can listen to Low on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your music. Paula, thanks for checking in.
So happy to be here. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.